Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by a van ride and an offer to help. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. When I was at Cal, I was studying a lot of philosophy. And I was not a philosophy major, don't get me wrong, but I did study rhetoric, and rhetoric is persuasive language and argument. It's understanding how to develop arguments. It's understanding how effective arguments are and how to make them. It's a lot of things. Again, it's persuasive language and argument. So you study a lot of philosophy because of the ancient philosophers, Greek philosophers, and even contemporary philosophers use arguments and logic and persuasion very effectively. So you read a lot of it. And I happened upon utilitarianism. And that's the concept of essentially we are guided by two primary poles, just maximizing benefit and minimizing pain. So in my life, when I'm looking all around and deciding what to do, I'm really just trying to figure out, okay, what's going to cause me the least amount of pain and what's going to give me the most amount of benefit? And that's really it. And I was very taken by this concept. I think it had, and still does, a very profound argument, and at the very least a comment on the way we all navigate life. Now, it may not be 100% true, but as they say, you have to find something to replace it if you're going to say it's not true. It's a very interesting concept. But we would have discussions in our van rides to rowing practice. Now, I would lure people unsuspectingly into these arguments. It's not like I planned on doing it. I would just talk in the van rides about things I found interesting. And all of a sudden, it would become this really intense discussion and an argument. One of my friends, David Pooter, Dr. David Pooter, actually, as he is now, and hopefully we will be hearing him on the podcast soon, Dr. David Pooter had some interesting things to say about it, because he was very much Christian and a great guy and very much enjoyed, for instance, volunteering and helping. And he said, look, I'm doing that to be nice and help people. And I said, yeah, but you also benefit from it. He's like, no, if I go feed the homeless, I don't take that food myself. I said, no, I get that. I understand you're not eating one of the sandwiches you're providing, but you are feeling good about yourself when you leave. And he objected to it, and he said, okay, but there are differences between good and bad. And I said, I understand. And we went back and forth. And we never really had a great resolution in the moment. Years later, I met with David again, saw him at one of the big races, and he said, I actually thought about this for a long time. And he apparently had taken the conversation really, really to heart, and he'd done some cross-country bicycle ride by himself and mulled it over, really noodled it. And he found to some degree that it was almost impossible to escape the maximizing pleasure, minimizing pain paradigm when considering his behavior and the behavior of those around him, which was an interesting admission. But what do you do with that? What do you do with that? Where do you go with the idea that you're reduced down to these little guiding points? And I started thinking about it recently because I had offered to help someone. And this particular person, in my mind, definitely needs help, is worthy of the time and attention and help. Did not ask for it, offered to reimburse me, and it was my feeling. I was like, look, you need help, okay? I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying I am here to help. And she said, why are you doing that? And not in a suspicious way. She understands me enough to get it. She was just always saying, why? Like, I'm offering to reimburse you. And the bottom line was, for me, it's important for me to do things to help people without looking to get compensation. And I've done this, well, it's nobody's business how much I do this, but what I can say is that occasionally I'll do this, and the person receiving the benefit, the help, will say, I will tell people about the service that you're giving, right? And they're not saying that they need to. They're not saying that they're going to tell people they're getting it free. They're just saying, hey, you know, I'll spread the word. And my answer is always, no, don't. You certainly don't have to do that. Like, if you feel that the service is valuable and you want to tell people just like you were paying for it or whatever, that's fine. But don't feel any obligation to do it. And then I started wondering, well, what's going on here? I'm kind of getting this odd reputation as somebody who helps people who I feel need help. And what is that? Do I even want anyone ever to know I do this? Because now I'm getting a reputation for doing good things and taking care of my students. But is that some kind of funky payment that I don't want? Like, can I escape the idea that I'm kind of getting a benefit out of this, even though I'm offering to help people without any obvious benefit to myself? And I started getting really tangled in this idea, and it became very, very frustrating in the moment, because I was like, look, I'm trying to help people. I'm not trying to get this reputation amongst people with that I, you know, help people just, you know, and that's like my mode of advertising or something like that. But I also realized that I get really happy when I help people too. I really enjoy doing it. I feel like it's an important thing, and I get that benefit there as well. And it eats away at me. Because again, I come back to the issue that I ran into with David years ago, which is you can't escape the paradigm. You're doing something to maximize your pleasure or minimize your pain. That's it. That's all you're doing. And in considering this issue with my life and the way I work through things and seeing what other people do, I just came to the realization that you got to stop thinking of it that way. Because it's too complex. It's too convoluted. People's motivations, people's intents, why they choose to do certain things. If somebody's helping you and you don't quite understand, but it's meaningful to them, can you ever really understand why they're doing it? And let's say they're helping because it makes them feel good that they're helping. Is the help they're giving somehow less valuable? Do you look at them sideways and say, what are you getting out of this? Well, maybe I just like doing it. That's something out of it. I'm getting something out of it. Am I a worse person for getting that out of it? Like feeling like I've done something good? I don't think so. I don't think I'm a worse person for getting, you know, joy in helping people out of it. But who knows? Who knows? The point is, you can't look at life this way. Yes, you don't want to be manipulated by people. Yes, you don't want to be taken down a bad path. But the only thing we can really figure out is what people do. What are you doing? What are people around you doing? And judge them and consider them based on those things. Because the desire we all have to dig deeply into why somebody's doing something and what are they getting out of it and why would they be doing this to me right now, like what is it? Yes, it's valuable to understand so we can protect ourselves from manipulation and harm. But at some point, it doesn't do any good. At some point, it's just an exercise in futility. And at some point, you're going to realize no matter what, you just got to take people for who they are and what they do. And especially when you consider yourself. because your understanding of what's driving you is so much more complex and deep than anyone else's understanding of you and your understanding of anyone else. It's so easy to soil positive actions, mar them up, muddy the waters if you dive too deeply down the rabbit hole of why and how am I benefiting? What is it? Just do good things. Do good things because it makes you feel happy. Do good things because you'll feel bad if you don't. Do good things. And leave the wise to the philosophers. I'm Matt Todd, and this is the engine that drives me. Go out and crush it. Thank you, everyone, and please do remember the essay classes are lining up daily, as are the SAT and ACT review. If you need some help, just hit me up.